So let's start Sefka. The Gemara says, Omar, Rav, Nida Bizmana Tvelas, the Belaila, Bizmana, you only give Tvelas, Ella, Laila, much as Shabbos, we said that, Mikilam Bizmana, whatever. Slave Bizmana Tvelas, Baby Belaila, if a slave Bizmana, you table Baby, I mean Belaila. If it's money, only Tvelas, Belaila, slave Bizmana, you table Baby, Belaila, if you have a Baby, Bizmana, you have a Tvelas, Belaila, Mishum Srachbita, what's my Srachbita? Srachbita is like Rashi that she notices that she's going to be tavel b'yoyim. I feel it b'zmana v'asi deikaris loyda de'ima b'shmini u'tavel b'yoyim. Sach b'ti is, you know, you're on day 8 and that's something that shouldn't be a problem. She's not going to know that. She knows the mother's going to mikveh, doesn't know what day it is, and therefore she's gonna come to be tavel during the day on day 7 and no come like deikaris. Now Rashi says shlei b'zmana is b'shmini. Place me say who didn't shmini zavdavka, who didn't 9th day, 10th day. There also could be a din of sach b'ti. The Bach says that the problem of the 9th and the 10th day is be'etzem, the relation would be a problem because it's day 9, so what happened? Day 8, they get mixed up with day 7. One day you make a mistake. But day 9, you're really like, you're 2 days away, so they're going to get mixed up. 2 days plus the day.
The daughter knows why she holds
on a second. Therefore, the Bach says that the reason why they asked day 9 was loik plug. 8th day, be'etzem yosakbita. Day 9th and 10th, it's just loik plug. And because it's really too far away. The stummy is, it would seem like that the stomach would be the reason why day 9 that time is also because the lady has no idea, the girl doesn't know what day it is. She has no clue what day it is. She knows she's going to the mikvah. Whether it's the 8th day, 9th day, 10th day, Pasha just doesn't know.
Why is the mikvah day 7 at night, 8 at night? She doesn't know what day it is.
No, she won't make a mistake. She'll learn, she got married, and she'll learn that year. She'll sign the key. So you get mixed up with that. Yeah. Now, so the Pasha is not the back of the Pasha. The Pasha is that she doesn't know what day it is. Therefore, she come and get mixed up. Now, Srachbita is, it's nothing to do with you have children. If you don't have children, it's a white plug. And we're going to say that you shouldn't go during the day. Like Zera ought to Srachbita. So, what do you have to do? You have to go at night. What's considered at night? Zakuminatam. Ink peda raksha tafsha the base of shei leila. What do you need at night? There's three options. It could be the mikvah has to be at night. It could be you have to come home at night, or it could be leaving to the mikvah at night. So many times it says there's no peda raksha tafsha the base of shei leila. The peda is that she should come home at night. There's no gzera that she should leave to the mikvah at night. The intzach she takes a leila base of should have a day suffik. Like the mechash and tafta beyond some chasecha. Because if she goes to mikvah some chasecha and she comes back at night, don't be a problem. If the daughter makes that mistake, so she'll also go to the mikvah and come home close to the night. It won't come to the day chorus, and therefore the peda is coming home before a night. Manshinke if you don't come home, it's not going to be a problem. Let's say Yesh Lach, we've discussed, let's say you don't come home, you go to somebody else's house. Is that called coming home or not? Coming home means not to your house. Let's say, on the way, what? What is that? No, your house is at home, and you're going to go to... Where are you going to go? You go to your parents' house, go to somebody else's house. Is that an issue, or the issue is that you come home to your house? That's Shitas. In terms of Sabina Tamsa, it's the only case you come to the house. There's machlikis in the basis in the back. Let's say I go to mikvah very early in the day, but I don't come home. Is that a problem or not? I'm going to go to mikvah at 12 o'clock, and I'll stay out, and... And is that going to be a problem with that? The besitzer of his lav dafka, Nikudas, don't come home before night. Doesn't make a difference what time. That doesn't make a difference what time you start, as long as it's you come home, the Beit Yosef. As long as you don't come home till night, then it's okay. It doesn't make a difference what time you go to the mikvah. The Bach, on the other hand, is chaylik. The Bach says that no, that it's only mutter some of chesheka, because the daughter's not going to know what time you left and when you went to the mikvah. She's not going to... She chaps, you left the mikvah at 12 o'clock. Who cares when you came home? And
then even summer.
What do you say? No, summer is never going to be a problem because if you go summer and you come home summer, so you're never going to have a problem. She's never going to go home tonight. But if you go very early in the day, so she's not going to chop that, and therefore come with Sechbita, and therefore she says, even many times, only make if it's summer for Chesheka. If it's not Samach L'Sheikha, then it's not going to come. The Rashbam, on the other hand, is Chalik Ibn Atam. He says that the gather is that you have to go. It's not enough to come home at night. He says that the gather is that Tefillah has to be at night. tefillah is not going to be a night, then it's not, then it, the mikvah has to be a night, the tefillah is not going to be a night, then it's going to be a problem. The Mordechai is the third shita. The Mordechai says that if it has to be that you leave to the mikvah at night, it's not enough that you tefillah at night, then you have to leave. You have to leave to the mikvah. Because we have three shitas. We have shitas of many tamos that you have to come home at night. Because shayla, let's say you don't come, goes in Hillel, see shachar. We discussed that. In the meantime, mechlekes. Let's say you go early. They say suppose you go even earlier, as long as you don't come at night. Mashing in the back says that it has to be some chesheicha. Then we have two other shitas whether it could be you have to be toivel at night, and the third shita that you have to leave. You have to leave to mikvah night. And if you don't leave to mikvah night, then it's going to be. The Gemara brings down that Iskim Avidi Benerish Mutal Yom Tmania, they make a day, Mishim Arisa, they found the lions, Yaakov Vacho found the Mishim Ganvi, the people of Tisim Mishim Sina, they will make us sometimes go on the Mikvah on the eighth day because of certain situations. Now, all the situations mentioned in the Gemara, when the Nail points out that all these situations were situations which were Sibra problems. It's not a personal problem. Chmini Daniel. That it's all Sibra problems, it's not personal problems, and being that it's a Sibra problem, therefore we may go no Srach Bita in a situation where everyone knows that there's a problem out there, and all the scenarios we may go would be Dafka. When it's a tzibidika problem, I'm thinking it's a personal problem. You know, in Lav Dafka, you would have that. For example, like if it's during the Gulf War. So they shot the skaz at night. So people were afraid to go to the mikvah. So does it have to go during the day? It's a tzibidika problem. And therefore, when you have a tzibidika problem, then it's going to be mutter. I'm thinking a personal problem. For the case of the Gemara, Lav Dafka, you have a raya. So the Rambam says chayla. So the Menachem Simla has pointed out the Rambam says that there is chayla itzina, that it says chayla itzina, and the Rambam sounds like even a. Why should go during the day of Corona?
They had curfews like Melbourne.
Oh, if there's a curfew in the Kanami, that's a tzibidika problem. Then avada bimutter. Then avada bimutter. But if there would be then avada bimutter. What? Rama says, Sina is Sina or Chayla. He says Chayla also. So Lechem Sina is a dike in the Rambam that even a personal problem, then there's nothing to go ahead. And there's nothing to go ahead and be made. Now, this Rabbeinu Tam says, this Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, ain't kveid or actually tough salvation of a light. Tam says, the kveid is dafka, if you come to the house at night, ain't so actually tate say b'lai mi beisa, why? Shub l'yom l'yidei safik. He says, there's no safik. Lekki l'mecha sh'tifli b'yom son l'chusheikha, tiv d'obita b'yom gadol, l'mecha sh'tifli b'yom son l'chusheikha. Tate is very hard to read. What's Rabbeinu Tam talking about? There's no kveida. If you, as long as you come home at night, you don't have to worry about leaving. Why? Because shuv liyavli de suffik. There's no suffik. Leka lemeches and tittel hibiyim. Some of it. The shell is. What is Rabbeinu Tam talking about? Talking about day 7 or talking about day 8? Is he worrying about the taina of Rav Shimon of Bali de Karis? Or is it not day 8, which is just the problem of Sach Pita? Where is Rabbeinu Tam going to be? So if you look in the Hagwesa, the two ways. Huh? Yeah, don't bring down the design. The Gemara is bringing down the two Gersois and Toysis. One Gers and Toysis is that Ain Tzarch Shatashi B'lai Shuvla Yoli De Safik. Why? The Lekha Lamechash, that's all one thing. The Lekha Lamechash and Tetvali B'yoim, Samach Hashaycha Tetvali B'yoim, that there's one gersa that the Bach goes in the gersa that you put in the taste did lekka, and it's all one thing. There's no problem if you're leaving and losing come back at night. Why? Because there's no chash of suffik. Why is no chash of suffik? Because the issue of magesh is bekach, the daughter of magesh that you come back at night, and therefore there is no problem. And the only time about day 7 But day seven, day eight, sorry, day eight, that's Rakbita, but day seven, we're not discussing. There's another way to read Taisis, Rabbi Yitzchak Ashruni. He says that, Taisis is saying two things. He says that there's no problem leaving at night. Why? Because they're not worried. Ain't so shit, Taisis about it in base of why. The Shivali day Suffolk. Suffolk means Suffolk of Shimon. They come to have Tashas beforehand. Because being that you're leaving some of a sheikha, we don't have to worry about it because no chash suffix. Second thing is, out the Bas Mimagish, that's not a problem because there's no issue with the Bas Mimagish because Sochap that's going. There's two ways to read Taisus. You see them, the six factors down. Is it saying all one thing? I'm just talking about Sachpita, but Yom Zayin, we never matter it. Or is it only Tamat, even a Yom Zayin? And he's saying two separate things. One is Sufik is Sachpita, and Vilak Lamechash is the second thing out. So I mean, see this later, and then I guess I'll be a little bit more clear. I guess we have to stop here.